Well, the side of bacon is the slab, and the now packet sliced, or you can buy the slab and slice it yourself, or you can buy it with the rind on it. I imagine that's the hide or part of it. I don't know too much about bacon because I was asthmatic all of my life and for 25 years, and of course we ate bacon store-bought because we never had pigs here, but we'd eat tomatoes, we'd buy the pork in the stores and the markets and make tomatoes and pork sausage and hog's head cheese and things like that. And after I was about 27 years old, I found out that it was pork that was an allergy. My wife got reading about allergies, and so this old Mexican woman.
Is that?
I don't know. Is that Concha? Is that?
It's a girl.
Huh? Yeah, that's my daughter. Concha?
Yes, sir.
Kathy! Said. And you know, I'm short-tempered about a thing like that. I don't like kids that come here that don't have manners. I don't want my kids associating with kids like that. Because it's too easy to get a bad habit. There was a man who came here, a very good friend of mine, and this big old... Slam it. No, you got to slam it. This big old lazy ball was laying around there. His father said something to him. Nah, I don't want to. I said, listen, if you don't want to, get out from my house. Get out of my shop and get away from here. I said, I won't, if you talk to me like that, I'll slap your head off. And don't answer me back. Either get going or do what your father says. Man, he looked at me like I was something out of the other world. But he did it. And then he sulked and went out and sat in the car. As if I cared the darn bit. I don't care if he don't ever come back here. And I told him, I said, you know, who's this?
George, go ahead.
Oh, hello, George.
Excuse me, go ahead.
I thought it was Charlie. No. Slam it. I told him, I said, you know, if you'd use just a little bit of firmness on him, you'd make a man of him. If not, he's going to be a damn rat. Mm-hmm. In less than a year, they caught that kid twice with marijuana. And if his father had paid just a little bit of attention to him and used a little buckcomb manners on him with your left hand, or a punch if he don't understand a nice slap. I've got a whip in there that I won't whip a horse with. And I'll promise you that. But if one of my kids gets out of line, I'll whip them with it. And they know when I hit them, I mean business. And they're polite, and they're well-raised, and I don't care who says so. My kid's not going to get in any doggone marijuana trouble. Because I know where they are all the time. That's one of the reasons I keep that shop back there, so to keep an eye on them. Make them work back there a little bit every day.
That's where the salad shop is?
Mm-hmm. We'll go back there before we leave.
Yeah,
see, where were we? With that pig and piece of bacon.
A person who kills and sells meat is called a...
Butcher.
And what inside parts of the pig can you eat? A pig or cat?
The liver. They usually use the entrails for casings, for sausage,
mm-hmm.
and the kidneys, and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. They don't eat the lungs, I don't think. I don't know if anybody does.
You ever heard of the
chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The pig, what's that now?
Well, the chitlins are pieces of fat that are rendered for lard, and then the little crisp